Good morning to all. In Matthew 5, verse 9, Jesus said, quote, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." First of all, I think all peacemakers should be blessed. Anyone who can make peace deserves a blessing. Friends, we all want peace individually. We all want peace in our families. We all want peace in our churches, our communities, and we want peace globally. Everyone desires peace. Now, most people are peace lovers, but how many of us are peacemakers? Do you know someone who strives to be a peacemaker in a family? Conversely, do you know someone who might be considered an agitator in your family, in the community, or even in your church? Friends, loving peace is easy. But making peace can be very difficult. It takes effort. It takes skill to successfully make peace. Let me tell you something else that it takes to make peace. It takes love to make peace. It takes a genuine, godly, loving concern for people to make the effort to make peace. One of the titles Isaiah gave for the prophesied Messiah was the Prince of Peace. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the ultimate peacemaker. Through his work, Jesus Christ made peace between humanity and God the Father. And brethren, if we follow the teachings of Jesus, we can make peace with ourselves. If we follow his commands to love others as we love ourselves, we will have a better chance to make peace with other people. If we obey his directive to repent of our sins and change our ways, we can make individual peace with God. If we do these things, we will be blessed. Friends, if we strive to be peacemakers in this world, we will be called children of God today and in the peaceful future that awaits. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the work of Jesus Christ. Help us to follow his example of peace so that we can truly be your children. It is in his name we pray. Amen.